T.J. Ward had a hamstring. We're not sure how serious or how mild. You know, he's being checked out by the doctor right now.
Todd Davis got held out back-to-back day. Is that an injury?
It is. He's got a sprained shoulder, and he is day-to-day. You know, yesterday was a vet day, obviously, for him also, but today was not. It's an injury. It's a sprained shoulder, day-to-day.
Go ahead. Are you letting the guys call the scrimmage, or are you going to script it?
No, we're going to call it. We're gonna play ball. Most of our periods you guys have seen have all been call it periods. For two reasons. And you know, my belief as a coach is it's a reaction game for the coaches and players. So I want it to be as real every day. And for a first time coordinator in Joe Woods, having a chance to call defenses every day without having it scripted, that's big for Joe. Absolutely, it's gonna be game like officials. Call it, get what you earn, first down, second down, whatever you earn, you're going to get tomorrow. Absolutely, it's going to be a full football scrimmage.
But not to the ground.
Not to the ground at all. Maybe the thirds a little bit. I haven't decided yet, but the first group for sure not. It's going to be more thud.
Trevor, did they look a little more poised, calm, not kind of, I don't say he had hair on fire before, but mm-hmm. looked like more the guy we saw last year. What did you see today specifically from Trevor?
I saw Trevor just being, consistent, making his reads and making the throws, where the Reese told him to make the throws. He did a good job today.
Mental with Watson seemed like he kind of took his, he was out for the last part of practice, but mm-hmm. he banged up? Or?
He was not. You know, it's a rotation thing. It's a rep count for those guys.
When you look at left guard, Barber's in that mix, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would Leary ever go back there, or is it the plan to try to keep him at right to see if that is the best place?
I can't say.
Okay.
With Leary, he's played both left and right. You know, we're trying to find the two best guys for our football team, and we've got right now we've got 4 to 5 guys that can compete for those two spots. You know, okay. With McGovern, playing center and guard.
Is McGovern more right side for you right now, or does it matter?
He's right or left.
Do you know those five of these?
The first five? The first five would be Bowles, starting left tackle. The left guard would be Max. McGovern to go center. You know, Matt probably won't play tomorrow. The right guard would probably be Billy. You know, Leary's groin is still a little tender. And the right tackle would be Menelik.
How much are you seeing from those guys at the number three receiver kind of pushing each other for that game?
Right. It's competitive. You know, you've got Benny Fowler, who hasn't had a bunch of big plays, but is a guy that knows what to do. He can play all three wide receiver spots, and that's important for Mike as a play caller. Obviously, with Isaiah McKenzie, having special traits as far as quickness, he's in the mix also, along with Carlos and Cody. You know, and Jordan's played really well. So we've got a lot of guys that's competing for that third spot, not just the slot position, but the third receiver, because Mike's vision is to have 10 in the slot, 88 in the slot, so he's looking for the best guy to be the third receiver to play all three spots. So knowing all three spots with Mike's vision is really, really important, not just having a slot guy.
Will 28 participate tomorrow?
No, he will not be in the scrimmage tomorrow. He'll be back Monday. He did a great job yesterday. As far as the workload, he was the highest in the running back's room. So he had a great day yesterday. He came out. He wasn't sore. So, again, just being smart with Jamal, get him to Monday and see where we are.
Coach, it seems like Paxton has quite a few passes batted the line of scrimmage, especially with his height. How do you change that? What does he need to change to not have that?
Well, it's tough because our D-line, they do a great job of knocking passes down. Now, how do you stop that from offensive line perspective? You kind of jab them in the gut, but we don't want to jab our own guys right now. Honestly, that's how you stop it. You jab them in the gut, or when the guy jumps, you bang him to the ground. Game day, you will see that. We won't see that here. So that's more of how we're practicing than it is on Paxton. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Would you use someone like Vaughn in the scrimmage, given that I don't know how much you're going to play him in the preseason? Does he get more in a control thing than in a preseason, or how do you?
It's going to be a control scrimmage, so Vaughn will play tomorrow.
You've talked about the importance of red zone periods. How do you think the offense and the quarterbacks did in those periods today?
It got better. You know, we scored, I think, 2 or 3 touchdowns. And that's critical to our success, guys. You get in that scoring area, you have to score touchdowns. D defensively, you have to hold them to field goals. You know, so on both sides, that's a critical area. And obviously, to be good in red zone, you have to work it an awful lot. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to score points and limit the points being scored.
Outside looking in, Coach, after 8 days, it seems fairly even at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. How big will those preseason games be to create separation then?
It's going to be huge. You know, I mean, that's, you know, when you say scrimmage, when you say game, you know, that's a huge evaluation because guys react differently when there's more stakes on the line. So I want to see guys go out there and put their best foot forward when the lights are on. This is a controlled environment. So, you know, some guys can shine here and not be as good on game day. So the games are huge in the evaluation process.
What do you think when you see McManus put one in from 7 yards on a drill that he's not even supposed to do that?
That's a true weapon, guys. I mean, that was amazing. I mean, that was, 73 yards maybe? And the first one, he just swung his leg, and, I mean, he was 2 yards off. The second one, he goes, I'll make it for you this time. Well, thank you. I want to see it. He swung. I mean that's special.
Does that
that's
open special. Your mind to giving him a shot at something like that?
Of course. Whatever wins games, you know, we want to go for it.
Coach Adam Gotsis wasn't out there today. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine he was part of the veteran rest day?
He was not. He's had his knee. Yesterday he banged his thigh on Stevenson's knee. So it was the same knee that he's been rehabbing and coming back off. He's got a little thigh bruise there, but he will play tomorrow. Again, that was more precaution on my part.
Which quarterback do you have going first tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. Whoever starts, you'll see it. But I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.